Hey, Scotty McCreary here. I love Christmas time. Growing up, one of my favorite holiday traditions was packing shoebox gifts for Operation Christmas Child. Every year, Samaritan's Purse, through their Operation Christmas Child project, sends millions of shoebox gifts to needy children all over the world. Get involved with Operation Christmas Child and discover the power of a simple gift.
Visit SamaritansPurse.org or call 800-809-3882 and get involved with Operation Christmas Child.
Back, so to speak. I'm sorry, everybody. This is our second attempt at doing this because I can't even get into it. But thank you for joining me. It's David from the 5x5, and this is the 5x5 late show, which is not really late because it's late afternoon. Normally this is late night, but Nikki and I will be doing Real Talk with David and Nikki later. So and then I'm going to sleep late. Well, I say I'm going to sleep, but I probably won't do it. But hey, 5x5 Radio Network, thank you for joining us. How are you? I'm doing great. Thanks for coming in this afternoon, or late afternoon, as it were. thank you guys for joining us. We were doing something new with the show, doing a extra show outside of Real Talk with David and Nikki, which is on iHeartRadio right now. So you can check us out there. And like I said, we will be on tonight on Blog Talk Radio. We are still migrating from Blog Talk all the way over to Spreaker once I get everything that I need to make it a little more seamless, because it's not as simple as it's not as simple as just, okay, we're going to do, because our show is normally a call-in show if you want. High five. I'm just looking at reading. I'm sorry. I'm reading stuff in the chat room. Telling him we'll talk about something he's asking me in the chat room. But again, so it's not as easy as just bringing the same. I'm going to switch the Spreaker and do the same thing you do on Blog Talk because the format's a little bit different. If they could blend the formats, I like the Spreaker interface, but I like the feature with Blog Talk Radio where you can call in and stuff pretty seamlessly. The Spreaker has better vocals, and it sounds better. Then it has this really nice interface. But anyhow, for you guys who don't know that and you don't do a show, whatever, we will figure that out. But like I said, we'll be on Blog Talk Radio tonight, 10:30, and that is going to be called The Art of Giving. So an episode about how, you know, you've gotten some bad gifts and do you take it back, and how you purchase gifts and our worst gifts we've gotten. I know the thought should count, but some people really need to think before they give you some of these crazy gifts. I'm just saying. But anyhow, one more time, thank you guys for listening. Check us out on the Facebook page. It's facebook.com, the 5x5, or send us a tweet at the 5x5. And also tonight, we'll be doing a contest for Christmas. Very small, not even contest, a giveaway. One person. Not gonna be very, we're not rich like that. We're not making any money doing this. This is for fun, but I want to do at least a little something for one of our listeners. And so we'll be doing something once I have it all completely lined out. I'll have it lined out before tonight. So listen in tonight for your chance to win something. It'll be something. I'm not too sure what it'll be, but I'll have something. It'll be together by tonight. I wanted to do it. I've been planning, but I just now thought about it. But anyhow, if you guys have been listening to the past couple of shows, I've been talking about getting my Christmas tree up. And so today was the day. It's my first day off work. You know, I work a lot. And I meant to do this a couple of weeks ago after Thanksgiving, but my time was just, you know, gone with between working, 40 hours overtime, and also taking care of my mother and just life stuff. So I've been talking about putting the Christmas tree up, so I'm gonna go up today. So got it up, and that was good. I didn't feel that well, so I got a late start. Got it up, and I'm like, okay. So if you're like me, I don't know how you guys decorate, but I put my lights on first, and this is an artificial tree. It's not a real one. I can't deal with all those pine needles in the carpet and stuff. It drives me crazy. If you're like me, it's an artificial tree. I think it's either what, 7.5 foot, 8 foot. So it's a big tree, and it's very wide. And only thing that's really annoying is all the little bitty branches that that come with these trees, and they have to go in a certain way. I when I lived in Atlanta, I had a different type of tree that it only had like maybe eight of the little branches, and then it hooked on, then it had the topper, and it was very, very simple, no fuss, no muss. And then I've seen the other ones where there's like three pieces, the bottom, the middle, and the top. But this one has, there's one, two, three, four, five, six rows of where you have to put the little branches in, and from the big ones to the next size, and it goes to the two, you get to the top, and there's like eight of them around. Anyhow, I'm kind of glad the tree didn't work out. Pastry Boy, what's up, Storm FM? Thanks for joining us. Anyhow, so I get the tree up, and if you're like me, I put my lights on next. You put your lights, and you put your garland, and you put your I put my round ornaments on. I used to put these little flower blooms that kind of clip to each branch to fill the tree out, because with these artificial trees, you got to fill in some of them holes, because sometimes the branches, after the first year, sometimes the branches don't look the same the following year you use it. And so I do that, then the round bows, and then like the little Hallmark ornaments, or the little the really nice ornaments are the last ones to go on, because you have to make special places for them. Anyhow, and so the lights are on, so I plug the tree up to make sure all the lights are in the right place. And this year I decided we have one main bay window where the tree's going to sit, where it well, was going to sit. And then on my outside windows, I was going to put white lights around those, because I've seen people, and I don't know why they do it, with a Christmas tree. If they have a white tree, they use those green corded lights. It looks ridiculous. Stop doing it. And same goes for a white tree, or I mean a green tree, that they use white corded lights. That's stupid. Don't do it. But so my colored lights are green corded, and my white lights are white corded, so that's why they're separate. Anyhow, and so I got the lights the way I wanted them, and I'm turning around to the sofa where I have everything lined out. One thing leads to the next, and I hear a sound. It sounded like a little crack, but it was a sound that I hadn't heard before, but I knew it meant trouble. And so I'm like, that didn't sound right. So I'm kind of sitting there listening and looking at the tree to see if the sound is going to turn in. The sound is going to turn to something different if somebody's outside, but I was pretty sure it came from the tree. And so that's one thing in this house, every sound, if it's outside, if it's upstairs, if it's downstairs, every sound I know. I'm one of the kind of people, I'm very aware of what goes on, and I focus on use. I listen, because normally, when I'm, I care for my sick mother, and when her oxygen is not right, I can hear it. I can hear the cadence of the machine. If the cadence isn't correct, I know there's something going wrong. So I've tuned my ears to listen for a lot of ambient noises. Anyway, I hear this sound, and I'm like, okay, maybe everything is going okay. As soon as I had thought everything was fine. This 8-foot Christmas tree starts slanting to the left. And I'm like, no. So if you've listened to past shows, you know I'm a man of a particular size. So I leap 7 feet from the sofa to up under the tree to catch it. And so I have, for some reason, I had gray tape. I must have grabbed it early. I don't know why I had the gray tape. So I have the gray tape. You know, sometimes gray tape can save everything. Not all the time. And so I jump up under the tree and I got the gray tape and I'm furiously taping so the tree doesn't hit the ground. All of a sudden, the gray tape does not hold, and the whole 8-foot tree is now on my back. I can feel the warmth of the lights on my back. And I'm like, the tree is burning my back. Help me. Oh, so I'm laughing about it. It's totally hilarious. And I'm sitting there, wonder what I'm gonna do. I have this gray tape under my back, not gray tape. I have this tree on my back, and I'm here my big behind. And you know these fake trees, they're metal. The little tree thingies, they're metal, so they're sticking me in my back. And then I'm like, what do I want to do? So for somehow, by the grace of God, I was able to get my big behind off from under that tree, and it's laying up against the window, halfway on the floor, looking pathetic as ever, with nothing else on it but lights and a broken frame. So I'm thinking, do I even fool with it? Do I put a tree up, or do I just let it kind of be there and throw some icicles and garland on it and call it a day? Because at this point, I don't really care. I'm done. But that was my Christmas tree catastrophe. I'm probably going to I'll do something. I'm gonna try to get it fixed. I'm gonna have my sister come over and possibly help me repair the damage because I want my tree up because I think it's kind of silly to put the tree up tomorrow when Christmas is a week away. But I don't have any children, so it's not that big of a deal. Even though I love Christmas, I'm kind of over it and I'm ready for 2014. I don't know about you guys. What should I do? Should I just go buy a new tree or not? Thinking about it, like I said, I'm not too sure what to do, but I'm sure I'll think of something. Let's take a quick break, and I'll tell you what we did after our Christmas tree fiasco.
Have yourself a Merry Christmas and a wonderful 2014 from the 5x5.
Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride and sing a sleigh song.
To ride in one horse open sleigh.
That really sounded like the Jimi Hendrix version of Jingle Bells. They may have been drunk. It is the Hot Chocolate and Rum remix, so who knows? But anyhow, like I was saying, I got the Christmas tree up. It didn't work out completely. So after that, I was totally done. I wanted to get out of the house. I didn't want to think about decorations. I told my mom, I said, you want to go somewhere? You would just get out of this house. So she was having a good day, a good health day. And she was like, yeah. My mother, she likes going to thrift stores. And I'm like, oh. Although I don't, because they really smell really musty and kind of nasty. And I would, not that I would never shop at a thrift store. I have, but they just stink. And I wasn't with the idea, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to do what you want to do. Since I'm in a pissy mood at this point, because the Christmas tree completely died on me. So I was ready to do something else. And so we go to a thrift store that she loves to go to. It's called St. Vincent. I want to say the rest of it, cause I don't want them to sue me for talking about them. But here's the thing with thrift stores, and I guess maybe I was a little bit more sensitive because I was already in a bad mood, and because during the holidays you just want things to go right. And so I was, like they say on the Braxtons, I was in my feelings. So I was in my feelings. Oh, and by the way, thank you guys, we have Shockwave Radio in the chat room right now. Check his show out. I've just followed him, so I'll be checking out what Shockwave is doing on their show. Thank you for joining us. And also we have Storm FM. We're gonna check out him as well. Check these guys out, or gals, if they are gals. And Storm is doing big things on his show, and I've already been following Storm FM. Listen to some of the Spreaker's finest hosts, DJ Mike, Danny, DJ Jinxy, DJ Ant, DJ Allen, and visit www.stormfm.net. So check them out as well. And who else? I think we had High Five Radio, and someone I follow. So thank you guys for joining me this afternoon on the 5x5 late night, late afternoon. But anyhow, like I was saying, so we go to this thrift store, and like I said, I was in my feelings, and I really didn't want to be there. But since it was Christmas, and you want things to go right. And I go in there, and then those, you know, people go to the thrift store. You go to the thrift store for a reason, for a really good deal, for a bargain. And this particular thrift store, you know, they tout how they're helping people. And I see people going, you know, in there. We're in there kind of looking around. And my mother loves thrift stores. She always has. It's one of her things. You know, she's kind of a water cooler hoarder, if you ask me. But I would never tell her that, so don't tell her. Shh. And you see people, there's just people in obvious need. And, you know, and what I was kind of shocked, I think sometimes you don't know how good you really have it until you see someone that is obviously struggling, because life's a struggle, no matter, you know, whether it's financial, whether it's mental, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical. Life's a struggle. And we're all on this planet, you know, to serve a purpose, whether it's revealed to us or not at the time, or before we leave this planet, it's going to be revealed to us. We're here for a purpose. And I think the main purpose is to help one another. And and these people that work there, you know, you are helping. Yes, this is your job, but you are helping. So if somebody's coming to ask you for help from a used store, a used clothes, you know, appliances, they have furniture. When someone's coming asking you for help, don't talk to them like they're crazy, you know. And I'm sure they get a lot, but that's what you're there for. That's what your company mantra is. You help people. And so I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this exchange, and I'm very vocal. For people that know me in my personal life, I'm very vocal, and I always fight for the underdog, and I always stand up for somebody who can't stand up for themselves. And And so this lady, this guy wanted, I guess he needed a bed. And she's like, well, and this is for a twin mattress, mind you, no frame. And it's used, which I didn't think they could sell used mattresses in a store. I used to manage a furniture store. I didn't think they could do that, but they were doing it. She tells us it's $119, and he's like, "Well, can you help me out? They second come get a voucher." She said, "Oh, well, you can pay the we'll pay the 19. You can pay the rest." I'm like, "This man needs a mattress. Give this man a mattress, he looks like he hadn't slept in days, But then there was people who were getting clothes on these, I guess the vouchers are $21 or something like that. And it was these are and then I was like kind of shocked because I'm not an old person, I'm not a young person by any means, but there was two young guys that were there, younger than me, that were needing clothes. He's like, "I'll be so glad to get these clothes because I've had this shirt on for 2 weeks." I was like, "Wow." I complain sometimes when my shoe has a scuff on it, So I think you just have to be so grateful and so thankful. And I didn't say anything to the lady who was being mean to the, because I didn't want to upset my mother, because whatever would have came out of this mouth, she would have got the Christmas tree catastrophe speech, and it wouldn't have been cute. And so I'm like, people need help. But on the other thing about this particular store, and I've been there before and I've noticed it, there's a sofa in the back, made by Sofa Mart, so it has sinuous springs, it has a nice fabric. It was quality wise, it was decent, but it was dirty and scummy and nasty, and they have the unmitigated gall to have $175 on it. I mean, you can go out to Ashley and put another $50 with it and get you a microfiber sofa. Who are you guys helping? I don't, I that's just beyond me. So I kind of said something to, let's take a really quick break. We'll be right back.
Every winter, snow and ice are a major cause of crashes with injuries on Indiana roads. Unless you absolutely must travel, the best way to stay safe during a snow or ice storm is to stay off the roads. Non-essential trips on slick roads can unnecessarily jeopardize your safety and the safety of any emergency responders who must come to your aid if you become stranded or involved in a crash. If you must travel during a snow or ice storm, don't leave your home unprepared. Carry a cell phone and car charger and a small emergency preparedness kit with blankets, extra water and snacks, a small shovel, and other items that may be helpful if you find yourself stuck or stranded on the road. Always allow extra space between you and other vehicles. And remember, ice and snow, take it slow. For more information about traveling safely this winter, visit winterdrivingsafety.in.gov. This message is brought to you by the National Weather Service, Indiana Public Safety Agencies, and the American Red Cross.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
On Christmas Day, there old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace. Thought somehow the day had come for truth behind all Christendom, but blindly we just roll along with a broken song of peace, peace, and in despair.
Peace.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
I'm Darlene Nikki, and you're listening to Real Talk on the 5x5.
Oh,
I do apologize for so much music. I had a call from work that I had to take. I do apologize. Sometimes my job, when I'm off, I'm not really off, because I get 1,001 calls about 1,000 different things, and we're preparing for our corporate offices being closed next week, so we're trying to get everything completed this week. So I needed to give my input on some things that I need to happen for the remainder of this week and for Christmas week. So we were talking about going to thrift stores after Christmas tree catastrophe. Like I was, you know, there's seen so many people in need and you're supposed to be helping people, but then you have all these crazy prices on this stuff. And my thing is, I seen stuff there that was there the last time I was there, and it had to be 6 months ago, you know. And then you have Christmas trees. They did have Christmas trees, because since my Christmas tree completely broke down, I was thinking, well, maybe I'll just grab a cheap one from the thrift store. It's not a big deal, you know. They looked like worse than Charlie Brown's Christmas tree, and they had like $50 and $60. I'm like, are you kidding me? I can go to the Dollar General store and get one for $20. What is wrong with you people? I want to call them out so bad. It's a Catholic organization, and obviously you're there to make a profit. It's not, and I'm sure they get nonprofit status. Now I think that they changed the law. The federal law changed. A federal judge said that religious groups do not get tax exemptions anymore. And I think I heard that right. Or I read it right. Seen it somewhere. But so this year, just think about people who are in need outside of yourself. Like, so there's a lot of people who need help, and just being in the store and seeing these prices, I'm like, this thrift store is not as thrifty as it could be. And it kind of made me sad, you know. And then the young man talking about he had a shirt on for 2 weeks, and then he was happy. So I guess on the flip side of that coin, he was happy for what he could get, you know. So that's another thing. Other than, I just talked about last night how I was going to lose weight for 2014. I think I'm gonna be a little bit more helpful, because sometimes I get mad at some things that I don't have, but I have a lot, you know. I have more than a lot of people. I have more than what I need. Not me being braggadocious by any means. You know, cell phones, cars, you know, TVs and things like that, computers. That's all material. And for somebody just kind of taught me a lesson, you know, being able to buy $21 worth of used clothes was a blessing for this young man who was younger than me. You know, I don't know what his situation was. And sometimes we turn our noses down at people who don't have as much as we do. And we look at them like they're less than. And not that I do, because I try not to do that, not to prejudge, because I learned that lesson a long time ago, because I've been prejudged myself being black, you know, and not looking the way somebody expects me to look. And I don't know what anybody's situation is other than my own. And I think you have to be mindful of that. But thank you guys for hanging out. Sorry there were some gaps in the continuity of today's show. But like I said earlier, check out Real Talk with Day and Nikki. We will be on tonight at 10:30 on Blog Talk Radio. And then later on will be... that show will be posted to Spreaker. But we are on iHeartRadio now. Thanks for the iHeart guys and Spreaker.com. And also check out my other show I'm on, but two of my good buddies, Donovan from the Off Limits Show, and also Ken from the Ken Bogle Talk Show, on Spreaker. We do a show together called The Crew. And we bicker, we argue, but we have a good time. We genuinely respect each other, and it's fun. We just recently had Jason Dotley from Sordid Lies on, which was a great episode. So check out thecrewshow.net, or just look for The Crew Show on Spreaker. I don't know if I have anything else, guys. Thank you, guys. I will see you later. And thanks, Storm, for joining me. I appreciate you coming in and high five and shock. Thank you guys for joining me today. But we're going to go ahead and bid you adieu. Don't forget to check out Real Talk with Dan and Nikki tonight on Blog Talk Radio. Check out the Facebook page. We'll be giving some sort of giveaway tonight. I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but it's going to be something. Not on a major scale. I wish I could get something really big. So if there's a sponsor that wants to give away on something on the show, we'll be glad to do it for you. Thank you, guys, and we'll see you later on tonight. And on Blog Talk Radio. Have a good night. I'm stumbling over my words. I just need to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Check us out on Facebook at the 5x5 or tweet us at the 5x5, or go to Recycle Blog Talk for past shows. Thanks for tuning in.